Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know, this week has been a kind of interesting. I have grandchildren in from Virginia Beach, and that means that every day I've been out of my routine. And I'm used to a routine. So I need a lot of grace today. Amen. But God is faithful and God is good. And when I was studying this week and seeking the Lord, one of the things that really, we're celebrating the independence of our nation. But really what spoke to my heart and is how much independence I am and of Him. Amen. I can't do anything without Him, but I can do all things through Him. Amen. It's kind of interesting because some people in life, they deal with codependency. And when you're in codependency, all you have to do is transfer that dependency you have and that other thing to God, and then you'll overcome the dependency that the adversary is trying to stick you with. Amen? In other words, He will replace that thing and He'll be that for you and I. When I was looking at this week in Ephesians chapter 2:3, verse number 7, I was reminded of the Apostle Paul as an example that the Lord gives you and I of what takes place when we have an encounter with the resurrected Lord. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 7, he says, whereof I was made a minister. We talked about that last week. Diakonos, the servant, the steward. Moreover, is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. The Apostle Paul says, wherefore I was made a minister according to the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. It's the working of His power, not our power. And with that in mind, go with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 for our text this morning. Verse number 8. And the Apostle Paul says this. He says, and last of all, he was seen of me also, of one born out of due time. Moms, when you had your babies, whether they were premature, born before time, on time, or after due time, they still were born. Amen? And Paul, the Apostle Paul says, I was born out of due time, for I'm the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, it because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And I'm going to stop right there. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And the title of this morning's message is Independence. We're going to look at the character, the care, and the cause. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration? I know the transparency says His character, His care, and His cause. Amen? Because it will be making reference to the Apostle Paul, okay, as a life example for you and I. So let's make a declaration together. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And I'm grateful, Lord, that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. And I'm going to pray that prayer of Isaiah when he asked him to take those coals from the altar and place them upon his lips, because he was a man of unclean lips. And I ask you today to place that upon my lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from the throne of God. Father God, your word declares that your word will not return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So I thank you, Father God, for everything that you're going to accomplish. Father, if there's any here that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any here that have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of believers, may we be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When I was looking at this, one of the things, a scripture I use here a lot, and it's very important for us to see this, and Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. But by the grace of God, he wasn't what he was. Amen? In Romans chapter 12, turn with me to Romans 12, it's a familiar scripture, but we're asking the Lord to apply his word to our lives, just as it was applied to the Apostle Paul's life. Verse number 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is acceptable in the perfect will of God. So now when we're looking at this, we're looking at, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Saul of Tarsus had to have a renewing of his mind. Hello? Look with me in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we find the account in Acts chapter 7 where Stephen was just stoned to death. And they laid him at the feet of Saul of Tarsus. Okay? And so Saul was a man that hated Christians. Saul was a man that hated anything that had to do with Jesus Christ. Amen? And all of a sudden, it says in Romans 8, 1, and Saul was consenting unto his death, the death of Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And the devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church. He was against the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. In other words, we find as the Apostle Paul was writing Romans 12:2, he is witnessing. He's got kind of something. I imagine when the Holy Spirit's placing this word in his heart, there's something that's jumping up and down inside of him, because he's looking in the mirror and he is seeing, I am what I am. I'm not what I was, but I had a road to Damascus experience. I encountered the resurrected Lord, and all of a sudden I was transformed. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. Look at me what the apostle writes in Philippians chapter 1. Verse number 20, the apostle says this, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, wait a minute. Here was a guy that was persecuting the church. Here was a man that was killing Christians. Here was a man that was putting Christians in jail. And all of a sudden, the same one that was looking at them kill them was the same one that would die for them. Be not conformed to this world, but be there transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, the Apostle Paul had a renewing of his mind. He wasn't seeing through the eyes that he had before. He was seeing differently. Amen. And the Lord says to you and I, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 18. Talking about be not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. The word of God says in verse 18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit Amen. Of the Lord. You know, when you look at this word transformed, it comes like a metamorphosis. It's just like a caterpillar to a butterfly. It's a constant, it's a change. And God says in that transforming power, he witnesses that before us. He shows us the transformation of the Apostle Paul so that we can see it and what it become. But it was by the grace of God, the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am. You know, when I look at that and I think about the grace of God, I can sit and say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, but I'm not yet what God wants me to be. Hello? I'm a work in progress. I haven't arrived yet. We haven't arrived yet. Amen? We're all on a journey together. And we're in this journey together. And the Apostle Paul says, hey, I'm not going to be conformed to this world, but I'm going to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. In other words, I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to change the way I think. You know what I'm going to get rid of first? My stinking thinking. And oh, hey, let's think in a positive thing. You know, the Solomon said, death and life are the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. There are some people in this world that all they see is the negative side of everything. I see the positive side. There's good out of everything if you look for it. Amen? And try not to do this. God is simple. He is simplistic. The problem with the body of Christ so many times, they try to overthink things. Let me analyze this and see if it fits me. The Apostle Paul had to receive the transformation power of the risen Lord and Savior. Amen. He couldn't do it on his own strength. He couldn't do it on his own power. He was relying on the one that he had an encounter with on the road to Damascus. Now all of a sudden, this killer of Christians, we look at his care. Now all of a sudden, he not only cared about Christ, but he cared for the brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? He became that new creation. In Acts chapter 20, verse 31. Now here's this guy that was laughing at Christians being killed, and now he's crying for them. Verse 31 says, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Apostle Paul. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst all them which are sanctified in Christ Jesus. He doesn't say in Christ Jesus, but we're sanctified in Christ. We're set apart. He takes us from glory to glory. He takes us from holy to holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be holy, says the Lord. In other words, he's transforming us. And the Apostle Paul, he gives us a written picture of seeing that the care that he had. It wasn't only on the outward things. He cared with them for the body of Christ with his whole heart. And the Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, verse number 8, what's up? Oh. Hallelujah. Verse number 8 says, For now we live if we stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. You know, we believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The Apostle Paul was recognizing that they needed to hear the word, that they needed to be encouraged in the Lord. How many know that in this world you'll face tribulation? But Jesus said, be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. And God has called us as the body of Christ to care for one another. One of the things that possible when the character changed of the Apostle Paul, his character changed, but his care for others changed. Then all of a sudden it was seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things would be added. It was trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to all your own understanding, all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Amen. In other words, God is saying that the Apostle Paul exhibited care for the body of Christ, care for those in the Lord. And the Father says to you and I likewise, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 25, he says that there should be no schism in the body. What is a schism? It's a division. How does the adversary come? He comes to divide. He comes to divide. United we stand, divided we fall. Amen. That as we care for one another, he says that there be no schism amongst in the body, and that the members should have the same care one for another. Amen. That everyone matters. Everyone in this house matters. Everything you're going through matters. God wants you to understand that nobody's alone. Amen? Amen? That when one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen? We're all in this together. We're celebrating. Patricia got a job working at a doctor's office. She got a regular job. Not that she didn't have a good job, regular job before, but she got a better job. Amen? I'm celebrating with her. I'm excited for her. Regular day job. Doctor's office don't stay open at night. Amen? And they're not open on Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? So it's so important. We find that the Apostle Paul's, his character changed. Being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of his mind. We find that his care for the body of Christ and for the church and for others, it changed. It was transformed. It would change. And then we find, thirdly, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, his cause. A cause is something that you're really sold out to, that you're going to give it all for. Amen? And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting in Acts chapter 9. It wasn't just the Apostle Paul that had to change the way he looked at things. Others in the body of Christ, the other apostles and men of God, had to accept the one that was murdering their brother as a brother in Christ. Oh, wait. Hello? Hello? Matter of fact, when Jesus spoke to Ananias, Ananias was kind of questioning Jesus. Well, you sure you know what you're doing? Hello? How many times did God ask you or ask you to do something when you question it? I say, whoa, you know what you're doing here? This don't make a lot of sense to me. One of the things I've learned is he is God and I'm not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can't do anything. Anything that happens is because of him. Amen. If someone's healed, it doesn't have a thing to do with me. It's all about him. If someone's saved, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's all about him. If someone's delivered, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's all about him. Amen. And if God can use a jackass, he can use me. Hallelujah. But in Acts chapter 9, Jesus said to Ananias in verse number 15, he said, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the king and the children of Israel, and kings and the children of Israel. For I'll show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You know, when you look at that, you say, well, the Apostle Paul's, he's going to be a preacher, man. He's going to go out there and he's going to be preaching to kings. And yeah, he preached to kings in chains, but he still preached to kings. Amen. And he didn't end up the places probably that in the places the Lord was going to send him the way that he thought the Lord was going to send him. But he still ended up there. And you know what? Out of his obedience to the Lord, this cause, answering the cause, amen, you and I are in this room today. Because the Apostle Paul was preaching and teaching to the church, to the body of Christ. And Paul would say in Romans 8, 38, 39, he said, well, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Here's a man that was left for dead three times. Hallelujah. But he was still praising the Lord and giving God glory. What are you going through in your life? What's happening in your life today? Are you still giving him praise? Are you still giving him glory? Are you still giving him exalting his name? Hallelujah. That's the only thing that's going to chase the devil off. In the midst of adversity, you lift up your praise. You lift up your glory. And you start praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And praise all of a sudden kick the devil in his butt. The devil hates praise. Hello. Why do you think when you get in the atmosphere and you come in, why it's so hard to get it started? The devil don't want you to. Amen. Your flesh don't want to. Your flesh. And there's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Amen. There's a battle. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Apostle Paul, it wasn't only the that Saul got transformed and had to change. Everyone around him had to change. Yeah. Hallelujah. And when I was looking at it, the Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 24. He says, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, not how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring not to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. You know, the apostle says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. And God wants you to understand, but by the grace of God, You're not who you were, but you are who you are in Him. Amen? Amen? So He says to you and I, in John 15, I hear the angels celebrating, or is that a fan? Oh. What is the Lord saying to us today? And let's be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Stop trusting so much in yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recognize we're in dependence of Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. In Him I'm moving, I'm living, and I'm having my being. Amen. Jesus said this to you and I. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. John 15, 16. Ordained means I appointed you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I appointed you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it you. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I? He's telling us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. One of the things that the Lord spoke to my heart about in closing today in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21, excuse me. The charge. The Apostle Paul, he charged his student Timothy. In 1 Timothy 5, 21, he says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. In other words, what the Father is saying to you and I to closing today, God is no respecter of persons. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We find the Apostle Paul, he had a change of character, a change of care, and surely a change in his cause. Amen. And God wants you to understand, you and I to understand, that as His children, He said, whatever you shall ask in my name, I'll give it you. So in closing today, what God is saying to you and I today is He's purchased everything for you and I. When He said it was at the cross of Calvary, it was done, it was complete. And today we stand in faith with you, in agreement with you.